I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Chinese pastor Wang Yi is not going to appeal his 9-year prison sentence. Now, this decision comes on the heels of a highly controversial court ruling at the start of the new year. Voice of the Martyrs USA spokesman Todd Nettleton attributes the uptick in persecution to communist insecurity.
The Communist Party wants salvation to come by being a good communist, by being a good member of the party. The church teaches that salvation comes through the blood of Christ. So the Communist Party is directly threatened by that message.
China's rolling out a new rule next month, which requires all religious communities to endorse and support the Communist Party. So pray, then talk to your congressman about religious freedom in China. And 2019 brought many milestones for Door International. Rob Myers, president of Door International, says one of the amazing celebrations was for newly translated scripture.
We saw two language groups, two deaf communities, receive a full portion of scripture, the full significant portion of scripture for the first time, Mozambique Sign Language and South Sudan Sign Language. And these constitute almost 500,000 deaf people who up until that point really only had very, very small portions of scripture.
And that continues. Door sent out 12 workers into difficult-to-access areas in Asia this year and commissioned 15 new translation consultants. Please pray for the continued and new work of Door in deaf communities in 2020. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So join us here on our social media network or stream our podcast on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.